Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we visit with Carla Isink with Marion County Development about a recent target industry analysis presentation.
Well, first of all, tell our listeners who was here at the Emergency Management Office today and what their purpose was here this morning.
Sure. We had in this morning at 3014 a consultant that we've been working for with the Marion County Development Commission for several months to do a targeted industry analysis. The company's name is Addy Advantage, so we had two of their principal folks here sharing with the audience about a new strategy that we're using for business attraction that really helps to do two things. One, to diversify our economy, and secondly, to provide potential opportunities for supply chain suppliers to locate to the area to help our existing industry.
And what would you say are the most important takeaways from today's presentation?
I think it's very exciting. I think they show that we have a great potential here for growth, and this is just one of the factors. We know that 80% of our jobs will be happening by our existing industry and that kind of job growth, but we also know the importance of supplementing that with also some business attraction and how those two work together as we look at business startups, second stage business growth, existing industry expansion, and business recruitment, as well as working with our companies on succession planning. That whole supply chain of business development is important, and how we integrate that with our talent attraction and upskilling efforts is also important. And the third thing that they brought up is the importance of quality of life, our amenities, and how we connect that with both our talent attraction efforts and our business attraction efforts have become more key in later years. As we know, people are deciding where to live first, maybe, and where to work second.
Well, what does that say about just the opportunities that are available in Marion County, you know, based on some of the data points that they showed, such as population is steadily growing, you know, things like that? What does that say about the opportunities available here?
Right. The data shows, you know, although our population has slightly grown, our job growth rate has grown at a much steeper pace. And so we know as we handle things like housing and childcare, we hope to grow our population at a better rate as well as just growing our jobs.
And I guess what would you say are the next steps, you know, now that you have this information here for your office, you know, what are the next steps for you now?
Right. Yesterday, the staff people at the chambers and myself had some pitch training. So we've learned some new steps that we need to do to better reply to those requests for information or leads that we get from our regional offices. In addition, we're now working on our economic development site. So we will now integrate these targeted industries and the suggestions that AD Advantage and their staff have provided us of how we can have a better digital presence to do the attraction. Once we get the digital presence and the cut sheets to the targeted industries, then it's really the second step, which is building those relationships and responding to those leads. So that's kind of our pathway over the next couple of months.
Anything else our listeners should know here today?
No, we certainly want everybody to know how much we appreciate our existing industry. And this, we hope, will just build on the area because our overall focus is to have the entire county grow. And we think these will offer some great opportunities for our community. It also means we're working in those other areas, like I said, as far as placemaking, talent, and business development, as well as our connections. So if they have any questions, they can contact me at Carla at redrockarea.com. Again, it's Carla, C-A-R-L-A, at redrockarea.com.
Thanks to Carla Isink with Marion County Development for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.